Welcome in to the Burgundy and Gold Today. I am your host today, Ben Standing. I'm with you from 4 to 7. For those of you who are unfamiliar with me, I cover the Washington Commanders for my Substack, Last Man Standing. And I was, of course, out at Commanders training camp today. Padded practice, second time they had pads on. Our guy Anthony here behind the glass was out there as well, you know, doing his due diligence. And, you know, we knew this was going to happen, that we were going to join forces today. So we spent some time discussing what are our topics today? You know, obviously we're going to talk about training camp. How's everybody looking? You know, maybe what Dan Quinn had to say the other day about, you know, his willingness to change defenses. Obviously going to talk about Jaden Daniels, the receiver room, because that's obviously been a topic. And also these receivers have, you know, I think they've looked pretty good in camp, including today. And none of that is going to matter right now because the Washington Commanders have just within the last couple hours agreed to terms, Stephon Diggs. Absolutely a guy that everybody here has been talking about. Stephon Diggs, a four-time Pro Bowler, a guy that's had a ton of 1,000-yard seasons. He is a local to boot, went to Good Counsel High School, University of Maryland. And now he's going to be on the Commanders. And it is a very, very fascinating move because this is the one position on offense, at least, where there was at least question marks as to what the Commanders had, what the Commanders were going to do. I think they gave themselves options in ways they didn't a year ago at this position. Beyond Terry McLaurin, you had a lot of guys for, you know, pick your favorite ones, Treylon Burks, Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane, Deami Brown, Van Jefferson. I might be forgetting something here. And all of these guys were having pretty good camps to the point where when this conversation about, well, what do you think they should get Stephon Diggs? I'm like, well, I think I've been pretty consistent with this. Like, hey, look, if they think they can get him and it makes sense, obviously on paper, Antonio Williams, of course, I forgot. On paper, he makes a ton of sense. Again, this is a group that, there are guys who can fill specific roles. I've talked about how, unlike last year, the players that they have not only are quality receivers, but they each can do a certain job out there. So if you need to play wide receiver two by committee, they would have some options. Now, with Stephon Diggs, that presumably is no more. And it's going to make life easier, you would think, for Jaden Daniels, for David Blau. I mean, obviously with David Blau, first year coordinator, I think camp has been interesting so far. He hasn't shown everything, needless to say. The offense hasn't, but you know, it's been watching him dial up some plays and seeing some guys get open based on those play calls has been notable. And now you're going to have a guy in Diggs who, you know, again, he's been one of the premier receivers in this league for the last few years. Now he's going to be 33 in November. Father time is undefeated, but that doesn't mean it's happening this year. Sometime it's going to happen, but not, you know, we'll see about now. He's not been in a training camp, so I don't know when we'll actually see him on the practice field. He's going to have to presumably ramp up the conditioning, not to mention, I don't know off the top of my head if he's been in an offense similar to what David Blau is going to run. Either way, he's going to have to learn the terminology and so on. I don't imagine that's going to be much of an issue for him because he's been there, done that kind of a guy. But, you know, so we'll see when they get out there. Of course, they're off tomorrow. Almost like they planned it this way to drop some big news when they're not going to be out there, or we're not going to be out there tomorrow at least. But back at it on Friday, so that'll be our first chance, presumably, to chat with Dan Quinn about Stephon Diggs and why they made this move. Again, from Washington's perspective, on offense at least, the second receiver was the one position where let me rephrase that. I understand there's questions at center. We'll see who wins the left guard spot, things like that. But in terms of, you know, the headlines, who they were going to get at the number two receiver mattered a lot. And to me, it's interesting because Diggs had a few off the field matters that he had to deal with, some legal matters. And I think that was one of the reasons why he's still available, that teams, you know, needed to see kind of how some of these issues were going to resolve itself. I mean, by and large, they mostly have resolved themselves. And around the time where that did happen is when the Brandon Ayuk situation, I think, started to go off the rails a bit. I mean, I was pretty much out on Ayuk all the time, even before he started becoming a social media influencer off his Instagram account. Diggs was always the better and safer choice. Again, highly productive, had played last year, whereas Ayuk has been out since 2024. And again, while Diggs has some matters off the field that, you know, hopefully are not going to be part of his time here in Washington. Hopefully we're not seeing too much TMZ stories. He may or may not have a very famous girlfriend still. I'm not sure. Maybe Anthony knows what's the status of that relationship. Are they still dating, Diggs and Cardi B?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Right, well, you're not doing anything here for the next 3 hours. Go search the internet, see what you can find out. Check with your people.
I mean, technically right now they're not together, but you never know. Like, the lights are on, you know, on them and things of that nature. So I don't know.
Hey, national TV games. I mean, you know, why not have why not show up for to support your guy? So huge day, to say the least, for these Commanders. We're going to talk about this plenty more in the show. I'll give you guys my thoughts on training camp. We'll discuss what this move means for the wide receiver room, what it means for Jaden Daniels and the offense. And at 5 o'clock, we hope, the plan is that we're going to have on a notable receiver in his own right, Santana Moss, who of course is now an analyst for the Commanders. At 5:30, Adam Kaplan, NFL insider with SiriusXM, who was originally booked to discuss the possibility of Stephon Diggs. Now we'll discuss that he is here and why he was still a free agent, his time with New England, et cetera. Then at 6 o'clock, we're going to switch from the gridiron to the hardcore. Mike Scotto from Hoops Hype will join me, because tomorrow is when Anthony Davis becomes eligible for a massive contract extension. I don't think he's getting the massive contract extension, but what about some kind of extension? We'll talk about that with Mike and other NBA stories. So plenty to get to here. And of course, on a day like this, I'm going to have to have some input from the people. 301-230-0980. The topic is pretty simple. You happy they got Stephon Diggs? 301-230-0980. Anthony will grab your calls. He'll tell me when you're on hold, and we will chat it up. A lot to get to here. We're throwing out the plan we had. We're going up with a new one, Stephon Diggs. Ben standing with you here until 7 o'clock on the Team 980.